Beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Mem Hey, we are up to Sivav, which is on page 16. The Mechaber says in Sivav, Im ofu einam Yehudim betanuro shel Yisrael b'Shabbos al korcho. If goyim baked in the oven of a Jew on Shabbos against his will, v'nosnu lo pas b'schar ha-tanur, and they paid him for the use of the oven by giving him bread, Osir lehanos mimenu, it is forbidden for the Jew to get benefit from the bread that's being paid as the rental fee for the use of the oven of the Jew against his will on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura in Sivkaton Chav Gimel, Im ofu einam Yehudim, ayim bebach sov simen reish mem gimel shekosov, da'ayri de lo ofu bo rak b'Shabbos. The Mechaber that says that it's osir to get benefit from the bread that's given to you as the schar for using the oven is dafko if they only baked in the oven on Shabbos. The alkein afshabal korcho afubo, and therefore, even though they baked there against your will, im yikabel es hakikar notel schar Shabbos. By accepting that loaf of bread as payment, you are in essence accepting schar Shabbos. You're getting paid for giving them your oven on Shabbos. But if they baked in the oven other days as well besides Shabbos, mutter lekabel mehem schar Shabbos gam kein b'havlo. Then you would be allowed to accept from them b'havlo. So it's interesting. Only if they used it only on Shabbos, then you can't accept the money, because then the money is being given to you for use of your oven on Shabbos. That would be considered money that you're making on Shabbos. But if they took it for Shabbos and other days, and you're taking the money together as havla for Shabbos and the other days, then it would be mutter. The ayin bebir halacha dezeh mutter afil lo hoya hafiyah bal korcho. If it is done in that way of havla, where there's no problem of schar Shabbos, then it would be okay to accept it, even if the baking was not done against your will. Because even though you did an iser by allowing them to bake in your oven on Shabbos, for kanal bereish simen reish mem gimel, that we know it's a problem of Maris Ayin to rent out your oven to someone, even in the proper way, for Shabbos. Mikomokom b'di'evid ein la'asor scharo. However, b'di'evid, they would not aser the money that is made. The iser b'zehu rak mishum maris ayin. In that case, the only iser is maris ayin. It's not a real iser of schar Shabbos. U'kumoshe gasadnu b'sov simen reish mem gibel mishabura sivkotan tazayim. So therefore, the mishabura is telling us over here, based on the Bir Halacha, that if it's done b'havla, even if it wasn't against your will, it was done willingly, you just rented it to them, so then you would be allowed to keep the money, even though you really did an iser of Maris Ayin by renting it out to them. And we said,
if it was baked in a different Jew's oven on Shabbos, would that be an issue also?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with where it was baked. Look at the next Mishavura. I think I'll answer your question. Sivkot nochav dalud, v'nosnu lo pas, they paid you with bread, lav dafka. It's lav dafka that they paid you for the use of your oven by giving you bread that they baked in it. Dehu adinim nosnu lo mos, even if they gave you money. Or like you asked, bread from a different oven. No matter what they gave you, osir lo lakabel mehem, it would be osir to receive it because it's Schar Shabbos. So it's not necessarily talking about a case where the Mechaber is discussing that they gave you the actual bread they baked. It could have been they gave you money or any other bread that was baked. V'uvda haya b'pas. Just the story happened with bread. That's why it discusses it with bread. Now we continue in the Mechaber in Simen Reish Mem Vav. Again, the second to last line on page 16. Mutter lahashil ulahaskir kelov le'enu Yehudi. It is permitted to lend out and to rent out your vessels to a goy. The afal pishu osa behem malacha b'Shabbos. Even though the guy is going to be using the kli that you're renting out to him or lending out to him, he's going to do malacha with it on Shabbos, it is still mutter. Mipnei she'ein anu mitzuvin al shvisas kelim. Because we are not commanded to make sure that our vessels rest. As we'll see later in the siman, we are commanded to make sure our animals rest, but not that our vessels rest. And therefore, if you lend out your kli or you rent out your kli and the guy uses it on Shabbos, that is fine. V'yesh omrim de kelim she'osim behen malacha. There are those who say that kelim that you could do malacha with them, kigo machareisha v'kiyotze, but like a plow or a lawnmower, aser lahaskir le'enu Yehudi be'er Shabbos. That it's aser to rent out these vessels to a guy on Friday. U'bayom ha'chamishi mutter lahaskir lo. But on Thursday it would be mutter. And we'll see in the Mishabura, we'll explain all of this. U'bilvad she'lo yitol schar Shabbos elo behavlo. As long as when you are renting it to him on Thursday, you will take the Schar Shabbos b'havlo. You won't take the money just for Shabbos. It will be swallowed up by the other days as well. Kegon sheyaskir lo l'chodesh o l'shavua. For example, you rent it to him for a month at a time or for a week at a time. Then the Mechaber says, Ulahashilo mutra afilu be'erev Shabbos, to lend it to him would be permitted even on Friday, as opposed to what we just said, that if you want to rent out to him a vessel that does malacha, you can only do it on Thursday, not Friday. If you're just lending it to him, that you can do on Erev Shabbos. And the Rambam writes, V'chein ikir kesvara ha'achrona. That is the ikir shita like the svara achrona. Again, that says a kli that you do malacha with it, it is aser to rent out to him on Erev Shabbos. And then the Rambam says, Umutr lahashilo bi Erev Shabbos. You are allowed to lend it to him on Friday. Even though you stipulate when you lend it to him that he has to lend something back to you, we don't say that's considered schiras, that's considered a halva, a she'ela, and that is permissible. And now let's see the Mishnah Berura, who will explain everything. The first point, back to page 16, the first point that we saw, we really have two shitas over here. The first shita says a straight up halacha that you're allowed to lend out and to rent out kelim to a guy, even though he's in dum malacha with it on Shabbos, because we're not mitzuvim on shivisas kelim. Who das harif haRambam says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph. This is the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. Usvir luhu dahaditanya, and they hold that that which we learn in the Brisa lo yaskir kelav leeno Yehudi bi'er Shabbos. There's an explicit Brisa that says you can't lend out your vessels to a guy on Friday. Mutter, but on Wednesday or Thursday it's mutter. So that Brisa, they understand it, hum mitam shvisas kelim da aser. The reason why it is aser to rent out your kelim to a guy on Friday, like the Brisa says, they understand it because of shvisas kelim, your kelim have to rest on Shabbos, v'asya ki beishamai, and that Brisa is going like the opinion of beishamai, the svir lehu adam mitzuva al shvisas kelim kamo al shvisas behemto. Beishamai says the same way your animals have to rest on Shabbos, your utensils have to rest on Shabbos also, and therefore they understand this Brisa is going lefi beishamai, and that's why you can't rent out your kelim on Erev Shabbos. But we don't hold like Beis Shammai. Avo Beis Hillel svir lehu, but Beis Hillel hold shvisas kelim ein odom mitzuva olav. We are not commanded to make sure our kelim are resting on Shabbos. Umemelo mutter lahashil ulahaskir kelav afibu bi'er Shabbos. Memelo, it would be mutter to lend and to rent out your kelim even on Erev Shabbos. Vafilu kelim she'osim behem malacha. Even kelim that are used for malacha is 100% fine. So the Mishnah Berurah over here is explaining to us the first sheet over here, that is the Rif and the Rambam. Although there's an explicit price that says you can't rent out your utensils to a guy on Friday, they understand that that's going with feed Beis Shammai, who holds we have to have Shvisas Kelim. But according to Beis Hillel, that Shvisas Kelim is not a halacha, and therefore he doesn't hold this brisa, and therefore it will be 100% permissible to lend out, to rent out your utensils on Friday, even ones that will be used to do malacha, it's not a problem. Umikomakom gamheim svirulahu, but even these shitas who are so lenient, they hold the kolha kalim ein heter lahaskir rak bahavla. That even if you're gonna rent out your utensils on Friday, which is permissible, but it has to be done bahavla. Avalo al Shabbos l'chud. You can't rent it out just for Shabbos. Afilu im maskiram betchilas haShavua. Even if you're doing it in the beginning of the week, but you're doing it dafka for Shabbos, tezeh have ischar Shabbos. That would be ischar Shabbos. Ukumo shekosav achakach lofi ayesh omrim. Similar to what we said in the Yesh Omrim, the first line on Daf Tes, we said ubilvach lo yito ischar Shabbos elo bahavlo. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Da'al zeh lo matzino misha mekel. No one is lenient on that. So that line of the Mechaber, which is going in the second opinion, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us it's also going back on the first opinion. According to everyone, you have to make sure that you avoid the Schar Shabbos. You can't be renting it out just for Shabbos. So again, opinion number one is opinion of the Rif and the Rambam that hold that price is Beis Shammai, Shvisas Kelim is Mutter Lefi Beis Hillel, how we hold, and therefore you can lend out, you can rent out your Kelim, even at Malacha, before Shabbos, but as a concern for Schar Shabbos, you have to make sure that there is Havlo, that it's rented out for an entire week or for a few days or a month to avoid the issue of Schar Shabbos. And now the Mishnah Berurah continues in the fourth to last skinny line. The Hayesh Omrim, the second opinion that we have in the Mechaber over here that says it's a problem by Kalim Sha'usim Baha Malacha. Hu das harav Rabbeinu Yonah. That is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah. The Hach Braisa lo Osra Mishum Shvisas Kalim. Rabbeinu Yonah learns the Braisa differently than the Rif and the Rambam. The Braisa that asers renting out your Kalim on Friday is not because of a problem of Shvisas Kalim. Elo kekuli alma asya. Rather, this Braisa is going according to all opinions, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It is aser to rent out your utensils on Friday. Why? V'atam, and the reason is dikishemoser bi'erev Shabbos asakelim sha'osin malacha behem. Because if you're going to give over on erev Shabbos kelim that you could do malacha with, the Ha'eno Yehudi Yasa Bahen Miyad B'Shabbos, and right afterwards on Shabbos, the Goy is going ahead and doing Malacha with the Kalim that you gave him right before Shabbos. Nire Kemo Sha'osa Malachto B'Shlichuso Sha'Yisrael V'Oser. It appears like he's doing the Malacha as a messenger of the Jew, and that is forbidden to Amir La'eno Yehudi Shvus. Because Amir La'akum, we know, is an Issa Rabbanim, and therefore it looks like Amir La'akum, and therefore it would be forbidden. So therefore, the issue over here, according to opinion number two, that asks Kalim Sha'osim Malacha, is not because of that brisa that says that Shvisas Kalim is Aser, because they hold there's no brisa Shvisas Kalim Aser. That brisa is saying that it's Aser because it looks like you're telling the guy to do Malacha for you by you renting it to him right before Shabbos and him using it right away on Shabbos. The Alpha Gav the Besimin Reishon Beis of Beis Isa the Shari Lita and Oros La'Abdan Mchashecha. Even though we saw this already many times that we didn't even get to the Simin yet, we'll see soon in Simin Reishon Beis that you're allowed to bring your leathers to be tanned. You're allowed to bring it right before Shabbos. The Eino Yehudi Adaiti Dinashe Kovit, like bringing your suit to the cleaners before Shabbos. The guy will do whatever he wants. He's doing it on his own decision. Cave on the Kotzas Lodomim, you made a set price, he can do whatever he wants. So that's permissible. So why is that permissible and this not permissible? Shani Hosom, that's different. She'ein Revach La Yisrael Bema She'eino Yehudi Osa B'Shabbos. Because there the Jew does not gain anything. When he gives his suit into the cleaners or he gives his leathers in to be tanned before Shabbos, the Jew doesn't gain if the guy does it on Shabbos, the guy does it on Sunday, the Jew doesn't care. As long as it's ready Tuesday morning or Monday morning when he picks it up, he doesn't care when it's done. Aval b'schiras kelim, but if you're renting out a kli, yaduahu, it is known, shim yasna im ha'eno yehudi sheyishbos ba'kelim b'Shabbos. If he tells the guy, okay, I'm renting it to you on Friday, but you can't use it on Shabbos, so lui yitun lo schirus kol kach. He's going to lower the amount that he's going to pay you for the rental. He's not paying rent on a day that he can't use it. Hilkach kevan sheyesh revach liyisrael b'masha kelem niskarim eitzel ha'enu yehudi b'stama. Therefore, since there is a benefit to the Jew by that which the kelem are rented out to the guy b'stama, without telling him not to use it on Shabbos, va'ose ben malacha b'Shabbos, and he's using it on Shabbos, michzi kishlucho sha'Yisrael lazeh. It looks like he's working as a messenger of the Jew. Ma'she'enken kishemoser lo b'reviv v'chamishi mutter, which is not the case. Like the Braisa said, if you give it to him earlier in the week, on Thursday or certainly on Wednesday, it's permissible to lo mischazi kuliyag kishlucho. Since he's not doing it right away, it's being done later, it doesn't look so much like he's your shaliach. And therefore, the main problem of the Maris Ayin of Amir La'akum is going to be when you give it to him on Friday and he uses it on Shabbos. And therefore, the second opinion holds, although Shvisas Kelim is mutter, the problem over here is Maris Ayin of Amir La'akum, and therefore, it's only a problem by Kelim that you do malacha with.
Earlier on Friday is okay?
No, he says earlier than Friday, yes.
Earlier on Friday.
No, he's not mechalik. Friday is a problem, correct, he's not mechalik. So now let's just review the mechaber. Now we have a little more clarity in the first two, the two shitas. The mechaber again said, "Mutter lahashil ulahaskir kelev v'eino yehudi." You're allowed to lend out and to rent your vessels to a guy. V'afal pishu osa behen malacha b'Shabbos. Even though he's going to be doing malacha with it on Shabbos, v'pnei she'ein onu mitzuvan shvisas kelim. We're not required to rest our vessels. The brayse that says rest your vessels, that's beishamai. We are like beisilah. That's the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. V'yesh omrim Rabbeinu Yonah says no. Even though the brayse is not talking about Shvisas Kalim, the Brayis is talking about it looks like the guy is working for you, and therefore Kalim Sha'osin Behen Malacha, Kalim that you do Malacha with them, Kigoma Acharesha V'Kiyotzer, like a plow, Aser Lahaskir La'eno Yehudi Be'er Shabbos, that will be Aser to rent to a guy on Erev Shabbos, but Biyoma Chamishi, where it's a little further away from Shabbos, Mutter Lahaskir, it doesn't look like he's working for you. But Bilvad, this is going back on everything, even the first Shita, Obilvad Shelo Yitos Char Shabbos, as long as you are not accepting wages for Shabbos, elo bahavlo, unless it is swallowed up, kigon sheyaskir lo l'chodesh o l'shavua. So till there, we have clarity in what's going on in the Mechaber. But let's go back to the Mishavua, the third to last line on page 16. We said the example of a kli she'osim b'malacha is the machareisha, is the plow, the kayotzi, and similar things. Kigon rechayim v'chol klei umanus, like a mill or any other thing that's used for malacha. V'ayim b'prim migodem dehu adin kelim she'ein osim b'atma malacha. This then applies also to vessels that don't actually perform a malacha, kikom gigis she'ashechar nasabo, like a vat in which the beer is made, o kedera shem mevashlim ba, or a pot that you cook in it, the chol ki agavna, kevan she'al koponim he'eno Yehudi osa ben melacha. Even though it's not actually cutting your lawn or plowing your field, it's not actually doing the malacha, but a malacha could be done through it. You can cook food through using the pot. You can make the beer through using that big barrel. Nichsi keshlucho she'Yisrael. Those are also considered kelim she'osum and malacha, and that also looks like he's the shliach of the Jew. V'lo bo harav Rabbeinu Yonah l'mu'ute, and Rabbeinu Yonah in the second opinion is only coming to exclude elo kishemaskir lo cholok v'talas uchi agavna ezekli she'ein omeid lasos b'malacha d'mutter l'haskir lo afilu b'er Shabbos. He's only coming to exclude a garment or a talus or something similar that has no shaykhus to any malacha at all that you're mutter to rent out to the guy even in Erev Shabbos, because he's not going to do malacha with it. It doesn't look like he's working for you.
What's the problem here? I mean, doesn't everyone see this guy bring his lawnmower onto his own grass and cutting his own grass on his own house? Like, why would people think that he's my shliach?
It could be in that exact case. It's saying he's taking your plow, and people just see him taking out a plow, and they're going to see he's going to start plowing. Maybe they don't know exactly where he's plowing. Maybe they think he's working for you and he's plowing your field. It's just not clear. It's going to be Mar Sinai.
More Mar Sinai that they're going to know that it's my plow as opposed to his field?
Yeah, because people... I guess that's our concern. We'll see. He's renting it from him. I hear what you're asking, but that's what we're saying. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah, turning to page Tess. So we said that in all these cases that it's permissible, it's only permissible if you don't take Schar Shabbos unless it's Bahavlo. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkoton Gimel, Avalito Schar Shabbos l'chud afilu b'kli she'ein osem bo melacha, like we said before, but to take Schar Shabbos alone, even for a kli that can't do malacha, osha maskil lo cheder ladurbo, or you're renting out to him a room that he could sleep in, osir lo kli alma, that's osir according to everyone, because that's the problem of schar Shabbos, kemoshe yisbar lekamon besimen shinvav sivdalad. Then we said in the Mechaber, the last line, the second line on page Tess, ulahashil lo mutra afilu be'er Shabbos. We said you are allowed to lend him the kelim, even on Erev Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, the kevan she'en revach le'Yisrael b'malachas ha'eno Yehudi, as opposed to what we just explained before on the bottom of the page before the Mishnah Berurah, that since you're making revach on the rental, so that makes it look more like Maris Ayin, if you're just lending it to him, since there's no benefit to the Yisrael in the malacha that the eno Yehudi is doing, lo yomru shlucho hulazeh, they're not going to say he is shlayach. The alkein mutter lahashilo afilu liyom haShabbos luchud, and therefore you could lend it to him on Friday, even for Shabbos alone. Afilu kelim sheyasu ha'enu Yehudi malacha behen. Even a kli the guy is going to do a malacha with, because since there is no exchange of money, there is no benefit to the Jew. It does not look like he is working for the Jew, and therefore it is permissible.
This is even according to the second shita, this is going on?
This is even according to the second shita, correct?
There's no issue with Maris Ayin. How do people know what correct. The arrangement is?
That's what we're saying. Only if there's an exchange of money. That was the whole chiluk that we made before. That if there's exchange of money, so then it looks like it. If it's just a loan.
See the exchange. If it's being done.
I guess so. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hey. That's going on the Ramah. Let's read the Ramah again. The Ramah first said the chen iker kesvara achrona. That's the iker shita, like the second opinion that we had of Rabbeinu Yonah, that a klish osim malach, it's usher to rent to a guy on Erev Shabbos. And then the Ramah ended off and said that your mutter lahashilo be Erev Shabbos af agav shemasne she'enu Yehudi yachzor v'yashilo. You're allowed to lend to a guy on Friday, even though you stipulate with him that he's going to lend back to you a different time, and we don't say that's like schirus. Says the Mishnah Sivkot and Hey Hainu she'afal pi she'enu mashilo chinam, even though you're not really lending it to him for free, ki'im bischar she'ashilenu achakach, but rather you're doing it for an exchange that he's going to lend you something a different time. Mikomokom kevan delohavei bederach schirus mamish lomar, since it's not mamish the regular way of doing schirus, like saying eten locha kach. That I'm giving you this in order that you should lend me your thing. Shari, the ayin be'alocha. Since it's not done in the exact way that schiris is not done, so that's why it's still permissible, and it's going to be like a loan. The achronim handle over here exactly how is this lashon exactly different? So some want to say that here the guy initiated it. And in the case of the Mishnah Berurah, which is more problematic, is if you initiate it with it with tnai, that's more like a schiris. But we're not going to go into that. But if it's just a loan, an exchange for a loan, it's not the regular way of schiris, it will be permissible. I'd like to see two biralachas. Biralacha number one is on the top line of page Tess. It's going on that which the Ramah said, v'chein ikir kesvara achrona, the ikir shita is, like the svara achrona, which was a shita of the Rabbeinu Yonah, that kelim she'osim behen Malacha, you can't rent out to a guy on Friday. Says the Bir Halacha. Ayin b'darche Moshe shetamo. Look at the Darche Moshe where he says his reason is the smag usmak usefer atshuma v'tosas v'od kam rishonim svir luhu. All these rishonim hold the habraisa de lo yaskir kelev be erev Shabbos. That braisa that we discussed earlier, that you can't rent out your vessels to go in erev Shabbos, asir kakuli alma. They all hold that braisa is going according to everyone. It's not just beishamai like the Raman the Rif said. It's going according to everyone. V'zeu shekosav kisvara achrona, and that's what the Ramah means. V'chein ikir kisvara achrona. Ratzalomar shelo kisvara rishona dedochi legamer habraisa. It's not like the first opinion that dismissed totally the braisa, that it was beishamai. We don't hold the braisa at all. The after lidit too, and even though according to all these rishonim that we said that we're going like, aser bi'erev Shabbos afivu bekelim she'ein osim b'hem melacha. It happens to be all these rishonim who take the braisa seriously, they actually hold different than we're saying here in the Beni Yonah. They actually say that it's usur to rent out to a guy, even kelim she'ein bosin behen melacha. Because they understand the problem is that it's nirik kischar Shabbos. Not it looks like he's working for you, which would only be kelim that do melacha. It looks like you're getting schar Shabbos, so it would be renting out any kelim, even if it doesn't do melacha. So the Bir Halacha is pointing out that even though, according to all those Rishonim, it's usur even to rent out kelim and erev Shabbos that are ein osim ben melacha, le'inyan zeh tofas l'hoka g'tishra ben yona. But l'gabe this, the Ramah is taking on the more lenient shita of Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's only going to be usur on kelim she'osim ben melacha. Mishum shekenu das Rashi v'atur, because that's also the opinion of Rashi in the tour. Ubechidushi Rashi because of shezeu shita hamuchuveres, and the Rashi brings out that this is the shita that makes the most sense. Here's an interesting thing that Bir Halacha says at the end. V'hinei batfusim rishonim hoya mitzuyan achar tevas kisvara achrona. In the earlier printings of the Mishabura, right after the words v'chein ikir kisvara achrona, they had the parentheses that said tosos usmag usmak v'sefer atshuma. Right, you see, we have that in the Ramah, we have it later on. They had it right there. V'chein ikir kesvara achrona. They put right there the Rishonim, Tosas, the smag, and the Sefer HaTshuma. V'tomu al zeh ezeh me'achronim. And many achronim were bothered by that. Because like we just said, those shitas, all those Rishonim hold, that it's usher to rent out to a guy any kli on Erev Shabbos. And we're saying the ikir is kesvara achrona, like Rabbeinu Yonah, that only a kli does malacha. So many were bothered, why are we quoting those Rishonim on that line? It's not really true. But for us, it's pashut what the pshat was. The pshat was like them over the Rif and the Rambam. Like them that they take the braisa seriously, that it's basil, not like the ones who say the braisa is just beisham and they ignore it. But not fully like them. So we would understand to have those Rishonim quoted over there, the Ikir's Kasvara Achrona, that they take the braisa seriously, that it's not just talking about Shvisas Kalim like the other Rishonim, but not fully like that Shita. That's how we would understand it. But then he writes, "Ubitfusim shalonu." But in our printing, "Shibshu adover ma'od." They messed up totally. "Shetiku ze'achakach." They quote these Rishonim later. "Ubemes ein nisker bom klal din hagos maimini." Look where it's quoted. It's a pella. The Ramah then says, "V'chein ikir kesvar achrona." Period. Now a new thing which is quoted in Hagos Maimini, "Umutur lahashilo bi'er Shabbos," even though you're making this tonight. And he writes in the middle of that, the Tur, the Smak, and the Tosas Perakam of the Shabbos, where they all make no mention of this halacha that's mentioned in Hagos Maimini. So they changed the location of the names of these Rishonim to a place where it made somewhat sense to us, because it was coming lafuke the first Shita, even though it wasn't fully like the second Shita, and they put it in a place where it really doesn't fit in at all. That's what the Bir Halacha points out. I'd like to see one more Bir Halacha before we close, and that is two later, the Ramaska of Elo Amrinan. We said in the Mishnah Berurah that if you lend him a Kli on Erev Shabbos, the Hagos Maimini said in the Ramah that even though you make a Tanai with the Goy, they'll have to lend you a different time, that's okay, it's not like Schirus. I am the Mishnah Berurah b'mashik asadnu b'shema beis Yosef v'nira d'lefi tamzeh, according to this reason, afilu emasne she'en yehudi asher lo al yom echad yoser mutter. According to this reasoning of the Mishnah Berurah, not from the Beis Yosef, it's not like Schirus, so even if I make it Tznai, I'm lending you for one day, you're going to have to lend me for 2 days. Even if it's a bigger loan, it doesn't matter. As long as it's not the regular form of Schirus, it will be Mutter. However, V'etikol Yerabim Megodim, Mikomokom Ledina Yesh Layin, however, says the Chavetz Chaim, V'halacha, there's what to investigate over here. Why? Dehine ra'isi b'al-yirabba shehevi b'shem abusha yom tov. I saw the al-yirabba that brings out b'shem abusha yom tov. Shehisig al-masha kasa b'beis Yosef. That he takes issue with that which the Beis Yosef writes. Hatam came in the lo'avi k'der of schirus mamish lomer etan l'chadar. It's not the normal way of schirus. Because Agos Maimini, who is the source of this din, muchach dafilu bederech schirus beofen zagam kein shari. It's clear from Agos Maimini, even if you do it in the form of schirus, it's mutter. Ad kan dvarav. V'inei al korchok muchrochen anu lomar detam meheter hu k'mosh kos v'agra b'biuro. Therefore, we need another pshat. We have to go with the pshat of the gra in the bir agra. The kan lo shayach atam shekos of a rosh b'isr schirus ein yehudi mishum diyesh revach liyisrael. Here it's not no geya, the isr that we said lefi the rosh of schirus to a goy, because there's a gain to the yid, like we said in Sukkot and Aleph. Ulefi ze b'masna she'itin loheino yehudi achaka b'shvil ze eskelev al yom echad yoser hari yesh lo revach ayideh ze v'tzarachin. Therefore, if that's the svara, why it's okay, because you're not gaining. You're lending to him one day, he's lending to you one day, that's why it's okay. According to that, if you lend him for one day, almanasa, he lends you for 2 days, then it would be a problem. So saying, even though the reason the Mishabura being down from the Beis Yosef, that it's not a form of schirus, so even if you're asking him to do more than you did for him, it wouldn't be a problem, because it's still not a form of schirus. But according to the reasoning that the grub brings down, that it's because you're not gaining, there's no revach, like we discussed, gain. That was the whole problem with this halacha, that if you're renting it to him and you're gaining, so if you're lending it to him one day for one day, you're not gaining, it's mutter. But according to that, if you're lending it to him for one day, almanasi, lends it to you for 2 days, then you are gaining, then it would be a problem. And therefore, it's not so pashut, says the Bir Halacha, that lending it to him for one day and saying to him for 2 days would be okay. That would be enough nafkamina between the reason of the Beis Yosef and the reason of the Gra. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem with Siv Beis next year.